Hello, wondrous viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene.
I want to make you happy. I think it's just my style. Everywhere I go, telling everyone I know, baby, I love to see you smile.
Father's Day is a precious time of the year to especially show our appreciation to our dads who give us so much love and support. Today, in honor of Father's Day, we will be featuring three comedy films, Parenthood, Three Men and a Baby, and Ghost Dad. Beyond the fun and humor, these films remind us of how much dads have an irreplaceable place in our hearts and lives. Our first feature is Parenthood, a 1989 award-winning film directed by Ron Howard. This movie is a comedy about three siblings of the Buckman family and the challenges they experience with raising children.
Without a faucet, like a watch without a dime.
The movie starts with the childhood memory of Gil Buckman when he was left alone to watch a baseball game. Growing up feeling that he lacked attention from his father, Gil promises that he, in turn, will be a good dad to his own children. The storyline then shifts to the adult Gil Buckman watching a baseball game with his wife, Karen, and their three children, Kevin, Taylor, and Justin.
What would I do?
As the audience soon finds out, the school principal believes that Kevin, Gil's firstborn son, has some challenges. Gil goes out of his way to fill Kevin with confidence by spending time being Kevin's coach in his Little League baseball and putting on a show for him and his friends for the best birthday party ever.
Mighty courteous of you. Here we go. Your lower intestines.
This seems to brighten Kevin for a while, but Gil and Karen eventually find that they will not make Kevin perfect. As Gil's grandmother reminds them, all children have their happy and sad times. We must accept that sometimes life is not quite the way we expect. But will Gil be able to find contentment as a parent and in life? Meanwhile, Susan Buckman's husband, Nathan, raises their daughter Patty in a much different way than Gil. Nathan believes children are able to learn faster than adults, constantly absorbing information. Thus, he pays extra attention to Patty's intellectual development.
We insist on treating them like adorable little morons.
What do you think? Patty can learn things I can't learn?
Patty, which one of these is the square root of 8,649?
'93.
They're like sponges, Gil, just waiting to absorb.
I want this.
Actually, Justin is quite bright in his preschool class. He was the only... Slow down, Justin. I'll get you some dip.
Can Nathan balance his persistent efforts of making Patty a child prodigy with allowing his family experience the simple joys of life? The third family consists of a single mother, Helen Buckman, who raises two children of her own, the older teenage daughter, Julie, and the younger boy, Gary. With many challenges, will Helen and her children eventually overcome obstacles in life? In Embedded within the story is another struggling parent, Frank Buckman, the father of Gil, Helen, and Susan. He realizes the mistakes he made in fatherhood and now wishes to amend everything. How does Frank come to learn from his errors? And how does he deal with this at a much later stage in life? The struggles of the fathers in this movie are depicted through many humorous situations, and audience can truly appreciate the deep love of fathers for their children. We'll be back with more films celebrating fatherhood. You're watching Cinema Scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television. Our next film is Three Men and a Baby, directed by Leonard Nimoy, famous as Spock in the Star Trek series. This American comedy was produced in 1987 based on the 1985 French film Three Men and a Cradle. In this movie, three fun-loving young bachelors and longtime friends, Peter Mitchell, played by Tom Selleck, Michael Kellum, played by Steve Guttenberg, and Jack Holden, played by Ted Danson, share an apartment in New York. The three men enjoy a carefree lifestyle with few responsibilities. One day, Peter and Michael find a pink baby crib in front of their doorway, carrying an adorable newborn named Mary. Startled by the sight of their new guests, the two men read the note attached to the crib and find out that Jack is actually the father of the baby. Because their friend is out of town filming a movie, Peter and Michael are now left with the responsibility of taking care of Mary before Jack returns. Reluctantly, they both found themselves playing a new role as surrogate parents.
Now what? I don't know anything about taking care of babies.
Well, neither do I.
Look, we gotta do something.
Be my guest.
Hey, it's not my responsibility.
It's not mine either.
Don't yell at me, Peter.
Well, it can't be that difficult. All we gotta do is feed it. It'll shut up.
Well, I don't know what babies eat.
Soft stuff. I mean, we were babies once, for God's sakes. What did we eat?
I don't know. It couldn't have been very good. I can't remember. Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going to the market to get some baby food. We can't feed it birthday cake and goat cheese.
So what am I supposed to do?
Entertain it.
The movie has many funny scenes as Peter and Michael have no previous experience in caring for an infant. Something as simple a task as changing a diaper sends them on an adventurous trip and requires their undivided teamwork.
All right. Now, these tape things go in the front or the back?
How am I supposed to know?
Okay.
Whoa! These diapers are way too big. What size did you get?
They're ultra-absorbent. The more observant, the better, if you ask me. Will you hold her for a minute? The kid's going crazy.
I don't want him.
Come on, Michael.
Hey, don't pull that so hard. It's going to rip.
I'm not going to rip it.
Yes, you are.
All right, well, okay, get me another diaper. I'll use the tape from the diaper. I'll tape it.
As time flies by, instead of wishing for the return of Jack, the two young men find themselves increasingly enjoying the company of the delightful baby. Through their growing dedication and tuning into Mary's needs, feeding her, keeping her clean, and making her laugh, Peter and Michael slowly discover the beauty of fatherhood and the wonders of unconditional love. Sometime later, Jack returns from his business trip and finds that he is a father. He invites his mother over to meet with her unexpected granddaughter in hopes of her willingness to take care of Mary for him. In an unusual turn of events, however, the charming bachelors are faced with the possibility of losing custody of the baby. During this time, all three of them realize the love and bond they now have for Mary.
What are you doing?
Well, what's it look like I'm doing, Peter?
Is everything all right?
Everything's fine, yeah. Why are you guys back so soon anyway, huh?
We thought that we might have left the stove on.
No, the stove's not on.
I think that Uncle Peter, Uncle Michael, having a nervous breakdown. Yes.
I called, Jack. I let the phone ring for 5 minutes. Why didn't you answer the phone?
Well, because Mary and I were taking a shower, weren't we? Yeah, we didn't hear anything.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth, mademoiselle?
Yes.
You are cute. Here we go. With the help of Peter and Michael, Jack grows into his new responsibility as a doting father. Baby Mary gives them the wonderful opportunity to open their hearts and shows them the simple happiness of loving and giving. In the face of Mary's mother asking for the baby back, do these fathers stand a chance of remaining as her caregivers? Three Men and a Baby is a great film to watch, not only for its humor, but also as a constant reminder to appreciate the love we find around us. The last film for today's show is the 1990 film Ghost Dad, a comedy directed by legendary American actor Sidney Poitier.
Oh, Daddy.
Sorry, I had to work late again this weekend, but remember, it's just until Thursday when I get my raise and new promotion, which will include me in the company's insurance and pension plan. Then we'll have lots of time to do fun things. Now, make me louder, hold me up to the door. Good night, Diane. Don't wait up for me.
I never do.
Good night, Danny.
Good night, Dad. See you in the morning.
And do your homework instead of magic tricks, Mr. Magician.
Sure, Dad. Nice talking to you.
Okay, Amanda. Now turn out the light and go to sleep. Daddy loves you.
I love you too, Daddy.
Elliot Hopper, played by Bill Cosby, is a widowed father of three young children. Trying to single-handedly keep the family out of debt, Elliot has been unsuccessful in balancing his work responsibilities and time spent with his children.
I wonder what Daddy's excuse will be.
Oh, come on. He wouldn't forget your birthday.
Of course he'll forget, and then he'll say he'll make it up to me after Thursday. Pancakes, waffles.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Wait. Give me a chance. Doris.
Die.
Come on, dinosaur. Die. You know your name. Who are you? Well, who cares? You have a birthday, my goodness.
When he is finally close to completing a business deal, he gets into a taxi with an out-of-control driver who changes all his plans. After this, Elliot finds himself floating around in the laboratory of a scientist who is studying the paranormal. He tells the researcher that he has unfinished business and kids who need to be taken care of. The scientist agrees to send him back to complete his tasks, with the time limit being just a few days.
Off you go. Godspeed.
After returning to his house and adjusting to his no longer physical body, he sees his kids watching television in the living room. Saddened by the fact that his children will no longer have a parent in their lives, he goes to sit down on the sofa. As he soon finds out, his children can actually see him but cannot hear him. This brings Elliot extreme excitement as he can now be a ghost dad.
I have a very small...
I am! A big sissy.
It's a
fish.
You're an owl! You're a duck! You're White House Chief of Staff John Sununu! Sounds like,
a glass.
Toast. You're toasting toast. Something. Okay, it sounds like toast. Sounds like toast.
Toast. A ghost?
He's a ghost!
Elliot now tries to complete his business plan. His fatherly figure is still around the house as he helps his son with magic tricks, takes out the garbage, and even manages to protect his daughter from the daily challenges of life, as any father would do. As one can imagine, there are some very humorous scenes as the ghost Elliot attempts to eject his daughter's boyfriend from the car and make the boy next door believe aliens have just landed. One of Elliot's greatest worries is that he does not have insurance. Bothered by the fact his children may grow up in poverty, he devises a scheme to somehow get himself approved for the insurance. Together with his finalized business deal, this will bring the family out of debt and leave Elliot's children with some finances. Elliot lets his children in on the plan, and together they try to accomplish it. Will they be able to get everything done before Elliot's passing away is made public? Ghost Dad, Three Men and a Baby, and Parenthood are excellent comedies to enjoy with the family in celebration of Father's Day. They will not only create laughter and giggles in the atmosphere, but also let us remember the many sacrifices and constant loving care from our cherished fathers. Many thanks for your warm presence during today's episode of Cinema Scene. Please stay with us on Supreme Master Television. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May you and your loved ones be graced with delight and sweetness in one another's company.
All right. Here we go. The thumb trick. Ready? My thumb. Ready? Watch it.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/cs.